All right, now it's time on Juno Afternoon to check in with Mayor Weldon and City Manager Watt. And they're right here. Welcome to the show, you two.
Actually, it's just Rory today. The mayor got called away for another task.
All right, sir. It's nice to have you on the show on this Friday. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me on. Lots happening here at City Hall.
I bet. You want to give us the latest update?
I'd be happy to do that. So the assembly plugged away until late last night. I think they were there in chambers till about 10. Got a full update on the things that the Emergency Operations Center is doing. I think they were very happy. A lot of people tuned in through various media formats to find out. A lot of positive feedback from the community on that. So I think that went quite well. The assembly did spend quite a bit of time talking about travel in the airport and whether or not to do something about restricting travel. And ultimately, they decided to write the governor a letter asking him to restrict non-essential travel to really limit the number of people coming in and out of the airport. So we did that today, and that letter went out to the governor. And I will tell you, as a practical matter, airport traffic definitely is very down. So people are doing a very good job already about limiting their airport traffic. I will tell you, here in Juneau, we're down 65%, and Seattle is down 81%. So a lot fewer people flying around the country. Nationwide, it's down 75%. So those are numbers from TSA on people getting screened. Anyway, that letter went to the governor. We have all of our task forces working on issues. So at the airport, we've got the voluntary temperature station, so you can get your temperature taken at the airport by our CCFR staff, handing out information from the state on the health guidance. Kind of a fun story, when CCFR gets that kind of up and running and works out all the operational kinks, that'll probably transition to some of our other employees who have a level of medical training, so that might be lifeguards or ski patrollers. We don't quite know yet, but that's the way the city is evolving these days. And our other groups are plugging away over at the JAC. The St. Vincent staff is moving in, and I think that's going to be open tonight as a cold weather shelter for people experiencing homelessness. So that was a really remarkably fast turnaround. The group working on organizing volunteers, I think they're going to have something up on the web soon so that you can go to the web and volunteer yourself. And the quarantine vessel group is making contact with Marine Highway System and figuring out the logistics of what happens on Marine Highway. I did something a little unusual last night, and I kind of encouraged the community to follow suit. I started the assembly meeting and then I left and I took a break. I've been working pretty hard and was pretty close to exhausted, and that's what we have to do in these times. So in emergency planning, you have to recognize your limitations. And I led by example and went home and had dinner and went to sleep. So I know this is incredibly stressful on lots of people. And so take a break from the internet would be my number one recommendation. That you, Scott, you need a break from the internet?
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. I was going to ask you when we sort of got done for sort of health tips for our listeners and what you're doing to stay healthy. And this sounds like a great idea. I've been talking to some coworkers, and all of a sudden, everybody's sort of working these 10-hour days. You know, I'm afraid that we're going to burn out or work ourselves too much and get stressed out and you know, maybe get sick, maybe not with COVID-19, but with something else. So it's important to take care of ourselves.
Yeah. Have you heard about my poem? That's been quite popular, too.
No. Can you recite that for us, please?
Oh, I can. Let me look for my poem. So this is about Dr. Zinc. I wrote a poem just to do a, you know, a good thing, and also, you know, get a little bit of humor. So you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's an ode to Dr. Zinc. Oh, Alaska, I love you, and it feels like we are teetering on the brink. Who can guide and steer us? The unflappable Dr. Zinc. Are we shutting down too fast or too slow? Oh, I just don't know. And I surf the web at the speed of light. My brain sure hurts from information blight. Oh, Alaska, I love you, and it feels like we are teetering on the brink. I bought so much toilet paper, I can hardly get to the bathroom sink. Who can guide and steer us? The unflappable Dr. Zinc.
All right. Thank you for sharing that.
I think it kind of sums it up a little bit where we are. So, you know, I'm sure she'll have more health guidance for us today. We still don't have a positive case in Juneau. We still expect that we're going to get one pretty soon. So that puts us on edge a little bit. But, you know, do what you can. You know, all the guidance hasn't changed. You can still wash your hands. Mine are getting pretty dry. So, you know, if anybody wants to email me like a hand moisturizer recommendation, it might be that time.
City Manager Watt, I appreciate your time on the show. Remind us the best way to communicate with you and your colleagues at City Hall.
We if you email boroughassembly@juneau.org, the assembly gets it, I get it, and that's a great way for us to keep our finger on the pulse of the community.
All right. Well, we've been enjoying these check-ins with you every day this week, both in the morning and here on Juneau Afternoon. Shall we continue them next week?
Yeah, yes, please. I think that'd be helpful.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate it and are thankful for your precious time. Thank you, sir. Have the weekend of your choice.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.